Autumn Butterfly is just one in a series of Japanese-inspired works of art and popular culture, many of which are based on this theme of Western boy meets Japanese girl, in this case, a foreign sailor meeting a young Japanese woman. There was a Western fascination with all things Japanese at the turn of the 19th into the 20th century. And what Butterfly says about the Western approach to Japan really is very much a product of its time. And the attitudes of the American sailor in this story are even more controversial and hard to swallow today. But the bottom line is we still respond so strongly to this inherent beauty in the Japanese aesthetic that Butterfly evokes. And had Puccini's treatment of the story not been so effective in drawing us into the interior lives of its characters, particularly Butterfly herself, it probably wouldn't speak to us so strongly today. The story of Madame Butterfly had been around for several decades before Puccini turned it into his opera. It started out as a novel called Madame Chrysanthemum by a former French sailor. This novel was actually turned into an opera and a ballet, but they disappeared fairly quickly. It morphed then into a short story by a Philadelphia lawyer, and then, right before Puccini got a hold of it, into a one-act play by an American playwright named David Belasco. Belasco's play and the story that preceded it probably tell us more about American culture at the time than they do about life in Japan. Puccini saw the Belasco play in London while he was there. He didn't speak much English at all, so he couldn't possibly have understood a lot of the detail of what was going on. That was perhaps a blessing, given the way the source play really demeaned and diminished the character of Butterfly herself. But what Puccini definitely responded to was the situation itself, and he began his journey inside the minds and the hearts and souls of these characters that was going to actually allow the opera to rise above its source material. Puccini was very concerned to inject elements of cultural and musical Japanese authenticity into his opera. He consulted the wife of the Japanese ambassador, got lots of advice. He kept some of these suggestions and ditched others. The thing that really makes the ultimate product so satisfying and successful is he has a way of honoring and incorporating this aesthetic and still retaining his own voice, which speaks to us so strongly. He ennobled the character of Butterfly. He raised her so far above her role in any of the source materials, and he actually made the character of Pinkerton the sailor a little more sympathetic. The opera premiered in 1904, and it was an unqualified disaster. Probably one of the best examples of an opera that has become one of the most beloved pieces in the repertory, and that had such a dismal beginning. Puccini actually began reworking immediately, and the changes that he made benefit us today. He reduced some of the political overtones in the opera, made it a little more palatable to Italian audiences at the time, and reworked to focus on the relationships and the romance between Pinkerton and Butterfly. The revised version got a very positive reception, and the rest is history. It has influenced and inspired other works of art into our own time. Witness the play M. Butterfly and the musical Miss Saigon. Wolf Trap Opera is particularly excited about our premiere of this work at the Feline Center on August the 7th, 2015, continuing our partnership with the National Symphony Orchestra and with contribution by Choral Arts. Our Madame Butterfly will have a brand new scenic and costume design, specially for the beautiful amphitheater that is the Feline Center at Wolf Trap National Park. It will be a great opportunity to revisit an old friend, if you're already an opera fan. And if you're new to us, this would be a great chance to come out into an environment that's really quite beautiful and quite casual, and give Puccini and Wolf Trap and the NSO a chance to inspire you with this amazing story and beautiful music.